Our guest at the cafe this morning is Amy Stark with First United Methodist Church, but in particular with the Mary Marketplace for missions that takes place with First United Methodist every Christmas season. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, normally this is a very festive event that takes place in the church fellowship hall, but it's going to be different, like so many things this year.
Exactly. Exactly. We are going to miss gathering at the church this year, but we are still having the Mary Market. It will be an online auction this year for missions.
Mm-hmm. So, and also it takes place typically on one particular day, I think a Saturday, but now this time it's taking place over several days.
Yes, with an online auction. The bidding starts today, mm-hmm. Thursday, December 3rd, mm-hmm. Friday, December 4th, and then closes Saturday, December 5th at 3 p.m. So you have 3 days to peruse and shop and bid and hopefully win.
Yeah. Now, you did a very good job of posting this on the KETR events page, and I know people can go there and see a link to it, but I'm sure there's some other place, probably a less difficult or a more obvious way to get to the link for this.
Well, the church FUMC Commerce Facebook page.
Okay.
Or maybe we could put a link in this article.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. We will do that. All right. So talk about some of the items that are available in the auction.
Yes. Well, the first one I want to highlight is the Pierce Cooler donated by Fix and Feed. It's a fabulous, high quality 45-quart cooler, mm-hmm. With all the accessories. So that is our top dollar item. We also have some fabulous spirit bags and totes and clothing from Personalized Printing. We have some for Tigers, Commerce Tigers, and then there's one for the University Lions, too. So those are fabulous. They come with a bag and a jacket and a hat, all embroidered.
And you can see the items that are available, I suppose, when you go to the link.
Yes, yes. When you go to the, you can view the auction, and there's photos there, so you can see, and there's descriptions of each item.
Okay. Any others you want to highlight in particular?
Let's see. Well, we have some fabulous homemade cinnamon rolls by Nancy Doty. Her famous cinnamon rolls. We have two of those, so there'll be two lucky winners of a pan of cinnamon rolls made fresh by Nancy. And then we also have homemade chocolate cakes by Susan Patton.
Also,
yummy chocolate cakes.
Also legendary.
Yes, yes. And this year she has made two small cakes because, you know, things are different this year. So one for yourself and one for someone, you know, you can drop it on somebody's porch.
Sure. We're talking with Amy Stark, and Amy's with First United Methodist Church and the Mary Marketplace for Missions. And Amy's also with Commerce Public Library, and we're going to take a moment to talk with her about what's going on there in a moment. So what are some of the missions that are supported by this, Amy?
Oh, yes. The Mary Market missions, throughout the year, we make donations to the Commerce Food Pantries, the Bread of Life Food Pantry, Hunt County Clothe a Child, Hunt County Shared Ministries, Fish, and many, many others. So this is a great way to support missions and do a little Christmas shopping. And we're using charity auctions today. So that is the same platform that the Children's Museum auction was as well. So if you bid at the Children's Museum auction, then you're already ready to go for this one.
Okay, that helps. Good. Well, let's, in the minute or so we have left, let's talk about what's going on at Commerce Public Library. And there's been an ongoing renovation of the building, and that's kind of nearing completion now from what you say.
Yes, yes. Nance Clay, the director of the library, said that the spindles are going up. So please go by and watch the thing. And we want to say thank you to everyone who adopted a spindle. many, many months ago.
And the spindles are the little columns that go around the top of the building.
Yes, they are the curved little decorations. Yeah. Wooden. They're actually made of what are they made of? Cedar.
Uh huh.
Cedar.
Yeah, I think that, as I recall, that's right, and it's a very tough and long-lasting wood, which is why the previous spindles lasted as long as they did.
And that exactly, they lasted 100 years, and so we hope that these will last 100 more,
yeah.
And they're going up now, so take a look.
And real quickly, you're having a what you call a friendship drive starting soon with the library?
Yes, the mailings are going out, the end of the year friendship drive. So, you know, if you're looking for to make a donation to a nonprofit at the end of the year, the library would really appreciate it. We are dealing with a loss because of our lack of passport fees uh-huh. and sales. Uh-huh. So we're figuring out how to deal with that loss.
Yeah. Good. So we'll be watching for that too, the friendship drive starting soon. Amy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Amy Stark with First United Methodist Church, the Mary Marketplace for Missions going on today through Saturday, and the Commerce Public Library. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.